Okay. We're starting a new parak, Zayin Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, Misha Amar Hayri Nazir. So most of this Mishnah, we'll see, the Gemara on it will be very brief, because for the most part, we analyzed this Mishnah previously in the first parak in connection with the Machlokas. We had the Machlokas of Ramasna and Bar Pada there. Essentially, how long is a standard term of Nazir? Sam Nazirus, 30 days or 29 days? So we're going to have to understand our Mishnah. The Gemara goes through the various babas of our Mishnah and understands them according to each of those shittas.
We're returning to this discussion.
That's the thing. He used the actual Mishnah. There, the Gemara brought it. The Mishnah said there's Sam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, and then we had a Machlokas. Is that it's actually Midyar Baisa Shloshim Yom, Rav Masna? Or is it according to Bar Pada? Essentially, it's only 29 days, but Midyar Rabbanan, we had a 30th day, because people usually do Nazirus in round figures. So the Mishnah says, Mishama Hayuni Nazir, somebody says I'm a Nazir, Magalech, Yom Shloshim Be'echad, he should do the Giluach, the whole process of finishing the Nazirus, on the 31st day. So we said, according to Rav Masna, the reason for it is because essentially, Stam Nazirus is supposed to be Shloshim Yom. So yes, we said technically Mitzvah Seyim Kekoloi, but really, the reality is you should do it on the 31st. He said it was 30 days, yeah. Whereas Rav Pater said the reason is because it says Lashonus of Neder and Nazirus and whatever 29 times in the parashah. So Magalech Liyam Shloshim Echad, he should do the Giluach on the 31st day. V'im Gilach Liyam Shloshim Yatzeh, if he did it on the 30th day, then he heard it. So according to Rav Masna, the reasoning behind it is that L'chatchila you should do it the 31st day because Midaraisa is supposed to be 30 days and ideally it should be full days. So therefore, do it the 31st. V'diyevet, though, since Mitzvah Seyim Kekoloi, then if you did the Giluach on the 30th day, then good. According to Bar Pada, the vote is Sam Nazirus is 29 days. He doesn't hold the Mitzvah Seyim Kekoloi. Therefore, there's no way you can do the Giluach before the end of the 29th. Necessarily, you have to do it at minimum on the 30th. Midaraisa, that's how it would be. Midrabanan, we tell you to wait one more day because it's too common to confuse the situation when a person just says, Stam, I'm a Nazir, versus he says, I'm a Nazir 30 days. Because people usually talk in round figures. So if you allow him L'chatchila to do the Giluach on the 30th day, then what's going to happen if he actually says Shloshim Yom, the next Bava of the Mishnah, where then he can't do the Giluach on the 30th day? So that's what Rav Papa says. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, the next part of the Mishnah, if he says explicitly I'm a Nazir 30 days, then in Giluach Liyam Shloshim Lo Yotze. Then if he does the Giluach the 30th day, he's not Yotze. So according to Rav Masna, because even though normally we would say Mitzvah Seyim Kekoloi, here he said 30 days, and Stam Nazirus is anyway 30 days, what do you have to say 30 days for? Was to say that he means 30 complete days, once him.
Lo Yotze meaning what?
Lo Yotze means what it means is, so as a practical matter, in a way, practically speaking, it means he's going to have to do over the whole Nazirus. Well, what he's going to have to do is, and in this case we're talking 30 days, since we said before that we said in the previous parak that in Gidul Seir Pach Mishloshim Yom that you have to have at least 30 days of hair growth before you can do a Tiklach HaTara, then as a practical matter, he's going to have to wait another 30 days. And since we said previously that as long as you haven't done the Giluach, as long as you haven't brought the Korbanos and done the Giluach, you can't drink wine, you can't be tumble around, you get Malchus if you do, then as a practical matter, he's going to have to do a whole another 30 days, yeah. So in Etzim Inyan, those 30 days are not really part of the original Nazirus. They're more what we called before Gidul Seir. That's the thing. It's just waiting. It's you make Gidul Seir. It's not the real Nazirus. And one thing of that actually is we'll get to today in the next couple of days that if he becomes Tameid, well we had the Macholikus, if he becomes Tameid during the days of Gidul Seir, we said that Rav said Einei Soisir, he doesn't lose his days of Nazirus, because those aren't really part of the Nazirus anymore. Actually, we said Shmuel said he does, but okay, that's the halacha is like Rav, yeah. Anyway, so according to Rav Masna, the deal is because since he specified explicitly Shloshim Yom rather than just saying Harini Nazir, and we would assume it's 30 days based on Yiyah, therefore he meant to be 30 complete days, no more to say him to therefore if he does the Giluach on the 30th day itself, no good. According to Bar Pada, the idea is that, again, since he said Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, if he just said Harini Nazir 29 days, since he said Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, then it has to be 30 full days. Again, he doesn't hold the mix of same Kukulai at all. Next, Mishnah Nazir Shtei Nazirus. If somebody declared two terms of Nazirus, so he said, I'll be a Nazir twice over, Then Megalech Tereshoni Yom Shloshim Be'achad, he does the Giluach for the first one on the 31st day. Ve'etashnir Yom Shishim Be'achad, the second one he does on the 61st day. Meaning, now the point of that is, and we learned this before, you don't need 31 complete days for each one. Here we do say Mitzvah Seim Kukuloi, or not so much Mitzvah Seim Kukuloi, really, but we say that one day can count double, just like the Gemara's discussion yesterday about the possibility where one day can count for his own Nazirus and his son's Nazirus. Here you have a similar thing. Day 31, he does the Giluach for the first one. On that same day begins the 31 days that will end with the second Giluach. The 30 days, and then the 31st day will be the second Giluach.
Because you said the Giluach is not really clutched within the series.
That's the point. So again, that's the Gemara had discussed, what the point of this part of the Mishnah is, according to Rav Masneh, according to Rav Papa. We said, right, well, so we said that both of them, I mean, obviously both of them, they're both Amirotim, they both have to find a reason for the Mishnah to have to be saying this. So let's continue the Mishnah. The real question is, well, so we said over there, okay, the first part of the Mishnah fits well according to Rav Masneh, that since Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, you do the first Giluach on the 31st, and then the second one again, we will say the second Nazir starts on that same day, so therefore you have the second one on the 61st. What about according to Rav Papa? And he said, Rav Papa himself would say, as the Mishnah continues, after all, that B'Dievet, you can be 30 and 60, or even 30 and 59, which fits well better with Rav Papa. Okay, and we ended up saying that the Chiddush, according to the Masneh, is that we say Mitzvah Seim Kukula even for two Nazirus. And we don't just say it for one, we can say it for two. That's the Mishnah continues. So, Im Giluach HaSereshoni Yom Shloshim, if he did the Giluach for the first one on the 30th day, which we said is okay to the Eved, Megaleach HaSeshniyeh Yom Shishim, then he can do the second one on the 60th day. Because then you have the same logic. Having moved the first one back one day, the second one can be moved back the same one day. You should still be doing it. Each one you're supposed to be doing on the 31st of its period. The 30th day of the first period counts also, if you did the Giluach then, counts as the first day of the next period. So day 30 is one, day 31 is two.
Period, and then
so it comes out there, for, right, it comes out there for you. Im Gilach Yom Shishim Chaser Echad Yasa, but with the second Nazirus, if he did the same kind of B'dievetic thing and did the second Giluach on the 59th, then he's also it's the same idea, because ultimately according to Rav Masneh would say Mitzvah Seim Kukula both times. So the first time then the Giluach can be done in the middle of the 30th day, and then counting that 30th as also day 1, 31 is day 2, 32 is day 3, etc. So 59 comes out to be day 30. And according to Rav Papa, it's still 20 at the midrash anyway. It's only supposed to be 29 days, and the whole concept of adding a 30th day is only did up on it anyway. What do you mean it doesn't make any difference? No, that's when we say Giluach, we mean that he brings the whole sequence. He does the hair cutting, he brings the three karbanos, and starts the next Nazirus, or in this case finishes the yeah. The Zu Edus Heid Rav Papias. In fact, Rav Papias said Edus about this. This is the Mishnah brings it in Masechta Edus. It's one of the after the Churban and Kerem B'Yavne over there and the Yeshiva and Yavne and in the years after the Churban, various Chachamim came and gave Edus about different halachas that they had learned from their Rebbeim. And the rule is any halacha that's brought like that is an Edus, and Masechta Edus, the halacha is like it.
The whole Edus that what?
That he brought Edus on this fact that we just said. Al Misha Nazar Shtei Nazirus, somebody who declared two terms of Nazirus, She'im Giluach HaSereshoni Yom Shloshim, that if he did the Giluach for the first one on the 30th day, which granted he shouldn't have done, he should have waited till the 31st, according to either reason, according to either Ramasna's or Bapada's reason, he should have waited till the 31st, but yeah, that he did it the 30th. Megaleach HaSereshoni Yom Shishim, then he should do the second one, Hatzilah, on the 60th day, which will be 31 days counting from the day when the second Nazirus began. But if he did it on the 59th day, he's also Yotishim Shoshloshim Olalem and Aminion, because the 30th day counts double for both. That's what Rav Papias gave Edus. This halacha that we just said in the Mishnah is something that was actually said as an Edus in front of the Chachamim, and they accepted it as a valid Edus, and therefore that's the halacha. Next, the Mishnah continues, Misha Amar Harini Nazir. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir, just a plain old Nazir, 30 days according to Rav Masneh, 29 according to Rav Papa, Nitma Yom Shloshim, so if he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, then he loses everything. He has to bring his korbanos tumah after the 7 days of his tara of being sprinkled with parah adumah. He brings his three korbanos tumah that it describes in the pasuk there for another tame and starts all over again. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, he only loses 7 days. When we say enes sosa el shiva, what Rabbi Yehuda really means is he doesn't really lose anything at all. The fact is he can't continue his nazirus during the 7 days he's tummy. So during those 7 days, his nazirus is sort of suspended. But after that, he has to make up those 7 days at the end. He gets credit for everything that happened up until that point. We don't say that he loses and has to start all over again. So again, going back to Rav Masna.
After the 7 days, after 7, what do you say?
No. So he declared the Nazirus on day one. He declared the Nazirus on Rosh Hashanah, let's say. Day 30 Lamed Tishrei is supposed to be the last day of the Nazirus, and the Chachila should actually be bringing the Korbanos the next day, Aleph Cheshvan. But we said that he becomes Tomei on the 30th, on Lamed Tishrei. So the Tanakhama is saying now what he has to do is like this: beginning from Aleph Cheshvan, begins the 7 days of Tara, finishes Zayin Cheshvan, brings his Korbanos, and then he starts over again from Cheshvan, he starts until Chet Kislev, he keeps another 30 days and brings his Korbanos Tara.
He loses the whole thing.
Rabbi Eliezer is saying he only loses 7, meaning that he has to wait until he finishes his seven days of Truma. During that time, he still can't drink wine and cut his hair, etc. But at that point, he brings his Korbanos Tara and he's done.
It's not
safe for anything. They're not really safe for anything. When we say we don't mean he loses. All we mean is that he has to wait 7 days in order to bring his Korbanos Tara.
That means he can't drink wine. Right?
Yeah. So we said over there again in that sugya of Bapada and Rav Masna. We said over there that according to Bapada, Rav Eliezer holds mitzvah seyem kekulay. So therefore, and since Nazirus is 29 days, it's supposed to be 29 days according to Bapada, and like this, he's after the completed time of the Nazirus, because according to Bapada, Nazirus only lasts for 29 days, essentially. That's why he's not supposed to be right. The same principle as we were saying before is after the 30 days. What if he becomes tummy? Let's say for whatever reason he's not bringing this korbanos the 31st day either, and he becomes tummy that day. Then for sure he doesn't lose any days. He doesn't have to start over his days in the Nazirus.
You're saying according to Bapada, if he was becoming tummy on the 29th day,
he would have to start. Then Rabbi Eliezer would say he has to start all over. And according to Rav Masna, you don't even need that. It's the 30th day. The 30th day is still part of the Nazirus. So actually, that's the thing. So we said there, and Tosfos brings over here, that Rav Masna would say over here that according to Rav Masna, the vote would be over here according to Bapada, then the vote is that we don't apply that zeta of the Chachamim that said that you should keep the 30th day in order not to confuse. We don't apply it in this case, so we don't make him according to Rav Eliezer. So therefore, we don't make him start all over. According to Rav Masna, mikvah seyem kekula. Same idea then. His nazirus is over at that point.
How can I hold the point here?
Each of them has to be able to explain according to the Chachamim as well. So according to the Chachamim, the fact that he loses everything, the Tosfos brings that they would say, when do we say mitzvah seyem kekulay, according to the Master anyway, if when we're talking about something that you're doing, bringing your korbanos, for example, you're bringing your korbanos on the 30th day, really you should have done it on the 31st, fine, we can apply mitzvah seyem kekulay here. You became Tomei, that's not something you did deliberately. If you did deliberately, you're Chayav Malchus anyway. It's not dependent on something that you do. So we can't apply Mitzvah Seyem Kekulay to that.
That's why you have to start all over.
And that's why you have to start all over again. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer would take the view that, look, you know, never mind that. So the fact is Mitzvah Seyem Kekulay, according to Rav Masna, and according to Rav Pada, the whole thing is only exerted up on him anyway. Yeah.
And if Mitzvah Seyem Kekulay does get up to you, bring it to Kabbalah.
Well, when you're bringing the Kabbalah, yes.
Then it's
yes. Um, The Rambam seems to have a different shita on it, by the way. The Rambam seems to have a shita that it's not so much a matter of it depending on what you do or not. It's yes, we can say the same to Kulay, but the fact of the matter is, if you become Tomei later that day, you didn't bring the Korbanos yet that day. That day when you could have theoretically brought the Korbanos, but you didn't. The fact is, you still, according to the Chachamim, are going to lose everything. In a way, I guess, according to the Rambam, it might be similar to the way we were at the end of the previous parak. We talked about, for example, Azava, Shemer Siyam, Keneged Yoyim, cases like that, where you can tovel during the day, but then if you have another instance of the same tumor later in the day, then you lose it and start all over again. So here it would be conceptually similar to that. Another case. Harini Nazir Shloshim Yoim. What if instead of just saying plain Harini Nazir without specifying the time, which then we have Rav Masna's and Papadu Machlokes, if he actually said 30 days, then Nitma Yem Shloshim Tzoy Tzoy Sakol. So then if he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, he loses everything. Not even Rabbi Eliezer would agree to, because he said 30 days. I mean, he said 30 days means it has to be according to either one. According to Rav Masna, you can't say Mishka Tzoy Tzoy in that case. And according to Papadu, 30 days.
Considered a
nether? Like any other nether, yeah. But how about another case? How many nether may a What if he said, "I'm becoming a nether for 100 days"? Then nitma yom may a soser sakol. Also, if he becomes tamei on the 100th day, he loses it all.
Why do we have to ask?
Because the chiddush is, because Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, so it's a el shloshim. Because Rabbi Eliezer says he only loses 30 days. Because that's the point. When you have nizirus, we've talked about before, the Gemara has used the term nizirus mu'etes and nizirus meruba. Nizirus mu'etes is basically a 30-day nizirus, but more generally it means a nizirus that's too short for whatever it is, for whatever purpose we talked about, but the minimum is 30. Nizirus meruba is, for example, 100 days. So, like this, if it's a nazirus of 30 days, and we said if you become Tomei the 30th day, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer all agree that you lose everything. The Pasuk says, "Yomim Rishonim Yiflu." Rabbi Eliezer can't argue with the Pasuk. But when the nazirus is longer than 30 days, that's when you have that Rabbi Eliezer will say the maximum that you can lose, the maximum you can be tzoyser is 30 days. He says, he would understand that. Ayomim Rishonim means the days, the minimum number of days that are suitable to be in the Zirus. 30 days. Whereas the Chachamim take it at face value, Ayomim Rishonim, all of them.
Why is they
each learn from the Rebbeim. So Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, a Seder Seder Shloshim. What about Nitma Yimei of Echad? What if he became Tomei on the 101st day? So again, the day that he's supposed to be bringing his korbanos, then tosef shloshim yom. Then even the chachamim say he only loses 30 days. Then they say he doesn't lose any more than that, because the fact of the matter is he said only 100 days. So 100, the day 101 is not part of his nazirus anymore. He couldn't bring his korbanos any time before that. He said 100 complete days. So therefore, he only loses 30 days. The chachamim say. Rabbi Yezer, I mean, so tell Shiva, and Rabbi Yezer says he only loses 7 days, which again, as a practical matter, means that he has to keep Nazirus for 7 more days, but only because he doesn't lose anything, he just has to wait till he's Tahor, and then he can bring his Korbanos power, right? As opposed to the Chachamim, when they say so tell Shloshim Yoim, would actually mean he would have to be bringing his Korbanos Tumah, and then starting and then doing another 30 days to bring his Korbanos power.
Don't they contradict the previous case?
No, because the previous case was he only made a Nazirus for 30 days. And he became Tomei on the 30th day. He became Tomei on the 101st day, which is after the Nazirus.
Right, so if
it's after the Nazirus, why they say that?
So that's the thing. So it's after the Nazirus, but it's before he brought his Korbanos. That's we touched on this before. We had when we had the Machlokes over here of Hakol Moedim Shem Kodesh Seir B'dam. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the key thing is whether you've taken the haircut yet. But according to the Chachamim, we said ein letakana lemitzvus giluach, that you're not going to have a way of doing a giluach b'tara. So no, actually, sorry, you don't bring the korbanos tumah in this case. You have to wait another 30 days, but then you bring your korbanos tara. You don't bring your korbanos tumah at this point. Because you didn't become Tomei toif meloif, that's the point. Because you didn't become Tomei during the 100 days that you said you were going to be a nazir. Why is he waiting 30 days?
Why is he waiting
30 days? Not for 7 days.
No.
Oh, in the previous case, where he said in the zeros for 30 days? No, because he explicitly said how he needed another shlosh yom. He said 34 days. What?
100 days.
With 100 days. So Rabbi Eliezer doesn't. Rabbi Eliezer said, oh, nitma yom mea, so he says, oh, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm going to say, okay.
So he's not saying mitzvah kulei?
Because he said mea yom. Saying mea yom is the equivalent of saying shlosh yom in that sense. We can't apply mitzvah kulei in that case.
Right.
We can't say mitzvah kulei when he said a specific number of days, yeah.
But coming back here.
But why did Chachamim say over here? Midrabban Baalma, who chose to say it. Chose to say it's Midrabban.
So really,
the 101st day is supposed to be Yom Tiglachas. So therefore, we make a gzera because it might be confused with the case. Again, you might confuse it with the case where a person just says Harinei Nozis Stam. When he says Harinei Nozis Stam, then we say it again. According to both Rav Masna and Rav Hada, he's supposed to bring the korbanos on the 30th day, on the 31st day. And if he were to bring them on the 30th day, b'dieved, he'd be yotzei. But the fact is, if he becomes tomei on the 30th day, then he's going to have to start all over according to the Rabbanan, not according to Rav Eliezer. So as a safeguard for that, even in the case over here where he said an explicit number of days, he said 100 days, in all cases, the day of the bringing of the carbonus, we're going to treat the equivalent of the 30th day of a plain Nazir.
Not to confuse.
And since in that case, you would midaraisa have to start over, according to the Chachamim, against Rebbe Eliezer. Therefore, midrabanan, we make the same zera any time that it's the day of the bringing of the carbonus, no matter how long the Nazir was, that you're going to lose 30. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't know all of that data, and therefore you just lose the days of your trauma. The Gemara says, Mishomarini Nazar Vinitma Yem Shloshim Sosesakol, one of the middle cases of the Mishnah, where a person said, Harini Nazar, if you come to Tomei on the 30th day, then he loses everything. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, it's Sosesel Shiva, whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds that you only lose the seven days of trauma.
7 days full,
yeah.
Not exactly.
Yeah. The reason is, Kasavar, Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Achamalois Shiva Soser. Rabbi Eliezer holds that any case where you become Tomei after the actual term of Nazirus is finished, then you only lose 7 days. So again, the idea is, according to Bapada, for sure, the 30th day is not part of your Nazirus anymore, because you just said Sam Harini Nazir, and it only was meant to last 29 days. The 30th is only Midrabanan, so it's definitely Achamalois. According to the Masna, same idea, it's the same Skoloi, and therefore, once a little bit of the 30th day is already passed, then already you're also Achamalois. Because it may be Achamalois, but it's still before you brought your Korbanos. Yeah.
So bring the Kisimara Bilizia,
Kol Acha Malois, any time when it's Acha Malois, after the days of Nazirus are completed, Shiva Soser. At that point, you only lose 7 days. And when we said in the Mishnah, Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom Nitma Yom Shloshim Soser Sakol, if he says, I'm a Nazir 30 days, he actually says specifically 30 days, and then he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, the Mishnah said Soser Sakol. In that case, like Paul Rabbi Eliezer can't argue in that case, Dalma Shleiman, because the fact is, that when he said 30, implies complete days. So both according to Bapada for sure, because he never holds a Mitzvah Zimkuloi, and even according to Rav Masna, you can't apply Mitzvah Zimkuloi when he himself said a particular number of days. Then we said, I'm another Meir Yom Minitma Yom Meir Soyseh Sakol, that if he said I'm another 100 days, and he becomes Tomei on the 100th day, he loses everything. Rav Eliezer Meir Soyseh L'Shloshim, he only loses 3 days, Vakula, and so forth, with the Mishnah, Kedah Binan Va'al Libidu Bapada of Rav Masna. The whole thing is like the Gemara discussed all the pros and cons of all the different opinions over here according to Bapada and according to Rav Masna.
Question is, what Rav Eliezer was just saying that if he gets 30 days, why lose the 30 days if he fills his 30 days time?
That's the thing, because when he says Harini Nozim Meir Yom, on the 100th day he hasn't filled up his time, because you can't say Mitzvah Kulei when you say 30 days. You can only say Mitzvah Kulei when he says Stam Harini Nozir, and it might mean 29 or it might mean 29 and a half or whatever. 30 definitely means 30. 100 definitely means 100.
So if he says Now, if you said 100, then he has to be shuffled special.
So that's what Chachamim say that. Rabbi Eliezer is saying, Rabbi Eliezer learns from a pasuk that dafka 30. You never lose more than 30 of one.
Yeah, the most than that.
Yeah. That's how he learns. Yes. No, not because Tia is Gematria 30, but just, yes. Zoe's Tia, this will be. Yes.
Biggest punishment of 30.
Yeah. Punishment, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mishnah says, Mishnah Nozer Rahu Beis HaKvaros, if somebody declared Nazirus while he's standing in a Beis HaKvaros, Afilo Hoy Hashem Lamad Yoim, I mean, if he stays there the entire 30 days, in Olam Lemin HaMinyan, so on the one hand, those don't count towards his Nazirus, which means, first of all, I mean, it means at the end of it he can't go and bring his korbanos, but it also means he doesn't get malchus for that time.
Because he's considered
tamei. Because he's tamei automatically, yeah.
He
never started, basically. Yeah. Whether the nazirus is even chal, that's what Gemara is going to talk about. But yeah. So they don't count, so he doesn't bring a korban tumah at the end when he leaves the Beis HaKvaros. We don't say that he's considered now a nozer tameh and he brings the korbanos tumah and starts all over. It's just his nazirus never started yet. Yotze v'nichem, that's what happens if he went out and then came back in. Now, it doesn't just mean he walked out and then 5 minutes later he walked back in. Later on, the Gemara is going to talk about, we'll have tomorrow, that it means he went out, he went through the whole process of becoming tahor, getting sprinkled on the third and seventh day, and then he went back into the basic water. Then Olam Lo Min HaMinyan, then the days that he did count, he has to start them over again, but they count, and he gets malchus for going back in there. Well, maybe korban tumah, and he's going to have to bring korban tumah as well. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a loy boy by
you.
Rabbi Eliezer counts towards the Nazirus. I mean, when he becomes tummy, he's going to lose them anyway.
If he broke his Nazirus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the point.
Even if it's Shaggy.
Well, yeah. Yeah, indeed. No, of course, Bashaik doesn't get Malchus, but he still has to start it, and he still has to bring his Korban HaTumah and start over again. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, there is an exception to that, not if he went back into the cemetery or became Tomei on the very day when he finished his sprinkling with Paradoma. He got sprinkled on the third day and on the seventh day. If that same seventh day he walked back into the Beis HaKvaros, he won't bring a Korban HaTumah for it. The pasuk says, "Vayomim Rishonim Yiflu." The pasuk says, "The earlier days fall away, and you have to start over again." Which implies actually Yomim Rishonim, which implies there have to be earlier days in the plural for him to lose 2 days.
Not the whole.
What? So, well, meet
the spring on the third day,
and third day and the seventh day. So during that time, his nazirus is sort of suspended. But after that, it's on the seventh day he walks back into the basic waters. There's no previous days of his nazirus. To lose, because again, what happened? He was in the basic forest. He declared himself a nazir in the basic forest. He went out, got himself sprinkled. All that time, meanwhile, the nazirus hasn't really been able to take effect yet, because he's been tamei. Now, on the day when he becomes tahor, he goes back in there. There's no yomim harishonim to lose.
He's tahor after the seventh day.
He's tahor on the seventh day. Well, I mean, he toivels, and he's a tvul yom that day. He's a tvul yom, but a tvul yom is a lesser degree of
tumah. That's midoraisa.
Well,
sprinkled on the third day
and the seventh day.
But the first time he's sprinkled, he doesn't become tahor.
No, midoraisa. You need both times, third and seventh. Yeah.
So this is another reason. He has to have a minimum time to be heard that he should be mechayev korban.
Right. That's what Rabbi Eliezer is saying. That's what Rabbi Eliezer is saying.
This case doesn't happen.
That's what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, yeah.
The first day of the Pashas
is the day he became Tomei, yeah.
No, the seventh day is the first day of the Tomei.
Oh, yeah. The first day that he, the first day that yeah, once he, yeah, that would be the
day. Right.
So therefore, Sir Rabbi Eliezer would say, if you walked into the Beit HaKavaris on the eighth day, so you got sprinkled on the seventh day, and the next day, day eight, you went in. Fine, you're losing 2 days. You're losing part of the previous day, which is counted as a full day, and you're losing part of today. That's 2 days already. That's Yom Kippur training. But if you went in back in on the seventh, there's no Yom Kippur training. There's only 1 day. So you're not mechuyev of a carbon trauma. The Gemara says, Itmar, they had a discussion, the Amiroi, Mishan Nazar Vubu Beit HaKavaris, somebody declares Nazirus while he's in the Beit HaKavaris, the case of our Mishnah. Rav Yechanan Amar Nazirus Chala Olav, so Rav Yechanan said that Nazirus is Chala on him, in the sense that while he's there, if he's Tomei over there, if they give him Asura, Tosfos says, if they warn him, you're Nazir, you better go out of there, you're not allowed to become Tomei, and he doesn't, he could get Malchus for it.
Once he goes in, he goes in.
No, but what do you mean once he goes?
He's
there
now.
That's right, because you can. There can be Hasra for once. There can be Hasra for while a person is doing an Aveda, stop doing it. You have cases like that all over shop. You can have.
He's in there.
Doesn't right. matter.
He's Tommy. That's it.
There's
doesn't allow him to stay Tommy.
Yeah, basically. It doesn't allow him to sit.
Further he's
right. There's other examples like that in Halakha also. You have, for example, a person is wearing shatnas, for example. If they warn him, take it off. If you don't, you're going to get malchus. Take it off. If you don't, and each time, each warning gets him a malchus if he doesn't take it off. So Rabbi Yehudah says Nazir is chala olav, in the sense he is a full-fledged Nazir. Yeah, the days don't count towards the Nazir, as the Mishnah said. But he's still going to be chayiv. For becoming Tomei, and similarly, one point of it is also, Tosfos says, when he becomes Tahor, he's not going to have to re-accept the Nazirus for it to start. What he said there in the Beit HaKavaris is Chal, is enough, that when he becomes Tahor, that Nazirus is able to start. And even now, it started in the sense that he's Chayev for any of these things. But Rish Lakish ain't Nazirus Chal all over, Rish Lakish says that Nazirus is not Chal on him. Meaning, so he won't get malchus for that. And also, what in order for him to become a nazir b'chalal, he's going to need to re-say it later on after he becomes tahor.
Based on what would he lose?
Because he made the nazir while he's ineffective while he's tamei. So according to the shlokish, it never took effect. It never had a chance to take effect. Well. What's the reason? Let's spell it out. Rabbi Yechanan, Rama Nazirus Chala Olav Safar, because Rabbi Yechanan figures Mitzvah Talia B'Kaima. Yes, right now, of course, the Nazirus is not able to actually start, because you're in the basic quarters, you're Tavid, but the Nazirus is sort of hanging there in the air. Given the Mashkach HaTara, as soon as it finds a state of Tara, Chayla, it's immediately Chal, therefore you don't have to take it over again, you don't have to take it on over again.
The words count.
Meaning, if he says again after he becomes Tahar, I will be a Nazir, then it's Chal on him, and if not, then not. Now, I mean, there is a vote, even according to Rish Lakish, he would be obligated to do it, because Moses Fasecha Tishma, that you have an obligation to keep what you verbally said. If he said in the basic verse, I'm going to be a Nazir, then he has an obligation at some point, just beside the plain dinim of Nadarim, to actually do that. But the actual Nazirus doesn't take effect until he actually does that.
E-Hadar
Olav,
meaning...
E-Hadar Olav. If he repeats the Omar and says, I will be a Nazir when he's Tahar, Chai Lale, then Chai Lanem V'Lohud. The Gemara says, Eitz V'Rav Yechon and Lushlokish, to Rav Yechon and Achter Shlokish from our Mishnah. Misha Nazav Ahu B'Beit HaKvaris, Afilo HaYasham Shloshim Yoyim, even if he was there the whole 30 days, Ein Erlin Min Aminyin, it doesn't count, but any maybe Korban Tumor. But he didn't bring a Korban Tumor, which implies Korban Tumor or Deloy Maisi, so he didn't bring a Korban Tumor, Homecho Chayla Alei, but apparently, the Mishnah seems to be implying it is Chal on him. Otherwise, what's the Mishnah saying? Ein maybe Korban Tumor. Of course you don't bring a Korban Tumor if you're not a Nazir. The fact that the Mishnah has to say that implies that he is a Nazir. The Nazirus is already Chal.
He's able to bring the Korban.
No, not that he's able to bring the Korban.
If he wasn't Tummy, he would
right.
be able to.
Yeah.
Showing that he had
meaning that. Amalei, Rish Lakish tells him, no, that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means, Eine B'Toras Tumah, but Eine B'Toras Korban. It means he's not the whole concept of tumah of a nozer doesn't apply to him. The whole concept of a carbon doesn't apply to him. When it says in olam lemin aminin ve'ini mei carbon tumah, the Mishnah doesn't mean yes, he really is a nozer like you, Rabbi Yochanan, think, but. We're excluding him from the dinim of truma and bringing a carbon. No, it means the whole thing is not shayach to him. He's not a nazir yet. Eitzvei, so Rabbi Yochanan asks him another from a.
Is the Rosh Lakish
saying? Eitzvei, so Rabbi Yochanan asks him another one. A Braisa says, Mishaya Tomei ben Nazir, if somebody was Tomei and he declared himself a Nazir, also a Galeach Felishtis Yain of the Tamil Amazim, he's not allowed to shave or drink wine and become Tomei Mes, then Gilach Mashofi Yain of the Nisim Amazim, how does a Sophic is Abayim, and if he does any of these things, then he gets 40 Malkas. Sophic literally means he absorbs. It's the standard term in the Gemara. When somebody gets Malkas, it's a standard term for it. Sophic is Abayim. I saw actually a vort, I believe, from Moshe Feinstein, that the deeper idea behind it is what the idea of Malkas is, not just the guy gets beaten and then, you know, goes and survives and goes, you know, lies in bed for a week and then goes back to what he was doing before. He should absorb, you know, it's meant to actually penetrate and change, you know, and then change his behavior and his personality for the future, yeah. Anyway. So, if you say like Rabbi Yochanan says that the Nezirus was Chal while you were Tomei, higher time of the Sefer, that way, good, then we understand very well why you get Malkus, the Nezirus was Chal. Eli Yamat Lechayla, you, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yerush Lokish are saying the Nezirus is Bechal not Chal, my Sefer, because that way, why Bechal are you getting Malkus? And Rish Lakish answers him, Tachav, my skin is Beyotz V'nichnas. Yes, but you know what we're talking about over here. When the Braisa says, Mishaya Tomei V'Nozer, doesn't mean he stayed Tomei the whole time. Doesn't mean that we're saying he gets Malkus for becoming Tomei and shaving and so forth during the original time he was Tomei. It means he declared the Nezirus while he was Tomei, but then, like our Mishnah says, he left, he went through the whole process of Tara, and then he went back into the basic Kavaros and became Tomei or did any of these other things.
If he's a Kohen, does he get more than
what is being a Kohen? I mean, is there a
thing?
Okay, so that's true, actually, yeah. Well, it depends what they gave Masorah for. Yeah, if they gave Masorah because you were Kohen and because you were Nazir, then maybe he would get double. Yeah, actually, you know what? I mean, it really depends, I guess, on the issue of would it be considered an Isur Moisif for Isur Kolel or Isur Basakas? It's not Isur Basakas because he wasn't born a Nazir, but would it be Isur Moisif for Isur Kolel? It could be Isur Kolel, maybe, because Nazirus includes with it other things that were Moisif came before the Kohen. I don't know. I believe the Gemara talks about it later in the Masechta, but I'm not sure. Actually, something I think it talks about. I think it talks about it in Malkus. I'm pretty sure it says that somebody who's a Kohen and Nozer would get double Malkus for that. I think so. I'm not sure.
That's
right. Well, you would need to. Yeah, of course, they need to give him double Asra, no question. But yeah. Anyway, the point is, Tosfos says the Chiddush is actually. What if he didn't actually say Harei Nozer again? According to the Shlokish, we said the Nezirus is not Chal unless he actually says again Harei Nozer. So if he had said again when he's Tahor Harei Nozer, then there's no Chiddush. Of course he gets Malkus. The Chiddush is, what if he said Yochol Alai Nezirus? What if he said Nezirus will, what if he said to begin with, Nezirus will be obligatory on me? So then, even Rish Lakish would say, then you don't need to say again after your Tahar Harini Nazir. Then he would have to agree with Rabbi Yochanan on that. It means Nezirus will come on me when it's able to, when I'm Tahar. So then, as soon as he becomes Tahar, then that Nezirus that was hanging in the air there automatically comes on him. And therefore, at that point, if he becomes Tomei, etc., then he then didn't get Malkus. If he says the regular way when he's Tomei, he says Harini Nazir. Then according to Rish Lakish, that's no good. That doesn't accomplish anything. Later on, after he becomes Tahar, he'll have to again say Harini Nazir in order for that to take effect. Yeah. Okay. Stop over here and continue tomorrow, Rabbi Hashem.